Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, the Bishop of the Diocese of Scranton responds to President Trump's criticism of the Pope. And Governor Josh Shapiro hits the campaign trail in State College. It's Tuesday, April 14th. Let's get into it. We'll start off with the Diocese of Scranton. Bishop Joseph C. Bambara issued a statement on Monday regarding President Donald Trump's criticism of the Pope. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
The Bishop of the Diocese of Scranton is saddened by critical comments President Donald Trump made about Pope Leo XIV. The bishop is also dismayed by the AI-generated image posted by the president that seemingly portrays him in the place of Jesus Christ. The statement from Bishop Joseph Bambara came after the president called the Pope weak and terrible in a post on social media. Last week, the Pope urged Trump to end the war in Iran and criticized the president's threats to wipe out Iranian civilization. In a post on Truth Social late Sunday, Trump called the Pope weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy. Bambara's statement says he's praying for the president and the Pope and concludes, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Trump deleted the image of himself wearing a biblical-style robe on Monday, claiming he thought the image depicted himself as a doctor. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah, for that story. For the bishop's full statement and to read the president's comments, visit WVIA.org. Now we have a story from central Pennsylvania. The continued detention of an asylum seeker arrested in central Pennsylvania highlights many of the Trump administration's changes to immigration policy. Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA.
Omar Villadure Luis is being held in Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents detained him last October at a court hearing for a misdemeanor charge, which was later dropped. He has no criminal record, an ongoing asylum case, a wife and an elementary-aged child, a job, and medical complications. Normally, that would all contribute to his release, but changes to immigration rules under the Trump administration mean Villadure Luis is still being held behind bars. Another change means he's also facing deportation to a third-party country, Honduras, without even a hearing on his asylum claim. His lawyers are appealing the deportation. Lara Ramirez, Villadure Luis's wife, says they followed all the rules.
We have done everything the American government has told us to do. We register at the border. We apply for asylum. And we were allowed to legally enter the United States.
The Department of Homeland Security is opposing Villadure Luis's release. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Boris Krawchenyuk with WVIA News. Thanks for listening to WVIA Radio. Read more about some of the stories you hear at our website, wvia.org/news. We appreciate your support because we report to you.
Welcome back. So, it's election season, and Governor Josh Shapiro is rallying Democrats ahead of this year's midterms. Sydney Roach reports for WVIA from a Saturday event in State College.
Shapiro spoke to a nearly packed room of almost 400 people at the Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center. Shapiro is running for re-election against Republican State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, but he spent much of his time criticizing President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has literally made everything cost more in Pennsylvania. Go visit and talk to some of our farmers here in Center County. They'll tell you how these tariffs not only made fertilizer cost 36% more for them, but how markets in Canada and Mexico have been shut down.
Shapiro called on Democrats in the room to re-elect him as governor so he can continue fighting against Trump's policies, try to raise Pennsylvania's minimum wage, and build more housing. Shapiro also encouraged people to flip Pennsylvania's U.S. House blue. Ray Bilger, a Democrat from Pleasant Gap, is running to unseat Republican U.S. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson in the 15th District.
Never in America's history has there been so great a need for those in Congress to address the critical issue of our nation's cybersecurity.
Bilger said he's qualified to address cybersecurity concerns because of his experience as a senior intelligence analyst and senior foreign service specialist in several federal agencies. According to the latest voter registration statistics, Republicans have a slim majority over Democrats in Center County. But speakers at Saturday's event say they hope to capitalize on high gas prices and the war in Iran to encourage more people to vote in Democrats for state and federal offices on November 3rd. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Now, one last thing for you today. We have a new Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Pittsburgh's Point State Park is a historical landmark in present day, located right where the city's three rivers meet. During the Revolutionary War, that land was the site of Fort Pitt. Fort Pitt was actually built by the French as Fort Duquesne during the French and Indian War years earlier. The British expanded it to become Fort Pitt. Although most of the action in the American Revolution happened in the eastern part of the state, Fort Pitt ended up playing a pivotal role by serving as the most western headquarters of the Continental Army. The fort itself is gone now, but the Fort Pitt Museum stands at Point State Park, ready to tell the tale of Western Pennsylvania's contributions to America's quest for independence. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.